Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Many organizations have implemented unconscious bias training as a method to improve their diversity inclusion, as well as fairness and equity inside the organizations. Unconscious biases are prejudices in favor of or against a particular social group that most of us don't even realize that we have. That's why they're unconscious. But often I think when we talk about unconscious bias and we think about implementing unconscious bias training, we think about it at a surface level, like to make sure that underrepresented groups get equal opportunity in the hiring process or the promotion process, or that organizations are not simply looking to hire people who are just like them and hiring managers aren't biased towards people who went to the same college as they did or like the same sports that they did or want to go out on the weekend and play a round of golf, etc. But unconscious bias also shows up in other ways that don't often seem so obvious. Again, why they're unconscious. A recent article in Business Insider talked about JP Morgan Chase's Samantha Saperstein, whose job at JP Morgan is to help women achieve professional success. She's the head of JP Morgan Chase's Women on the Move program, and she develops programming for women inside and outside of the bank, like financial education and support for women-run businesses. You would think someone like her and her role would be thinking about unconscious bias very directly. But according to this recent article, even someone very experienced in this area and charged with improving opportunities for women at the bank, she realized that she had her own unconscious biases that were revealed as a result of the training. And what she found was, as a mother of three children herself, she was unconsciously gravitating towards the women on her team who were also mothers. She'd spend more time talking to them, more time bonding with them, more time just asking them about their lives, how they're managing all their work-life responsibilities, etc. And she wasn't ignoring the other members of her team who weren't parents, but she felt like she really just wasn't connecting with them, bonding with them, and thinking about and listening to their concerns as well. So unconscious bias in this example shows up in ways we really wouldn't think about it. Again, we gravitate towards people who are like us, who have similar circumstances as we do, who are going through similar things. We feel more kinship towards them and we feel like we can maybe get to know them better and understand them better. But as this example shows, even an experienced executive like Saperstein working in an area meant to promote women in the workplace and women at this bank, she was exhibiting her own unconscious biases in her own team. I think it's a super example and one that's made me think about it a little bit more as well. Do I always want to gravitate towards people who are like me, even if I don't think I am? I think most of us do this way more than we think we do. And maybe we should take some time this week to think about this and try to reach out to and bond with people in our workplaces we wouldn't necessarily think to reach out to, bond with, and connect with normally. Super example, and thanks to the folks at Business Insider for sharing it. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.